Haywire. Young voices from regional Australia.
Jake, Tamora, New South Wales.
I'm standing on a wooden floor in a small hall in a quiet street not far from my school. It's where the CWA used to meet. I tell myself to keep my spot, and then I start. 1. My supporting leg is keeping me stable. 2. I'm focusing on keeping my core nice and strong. 3. I imagine there's a string pulling me up and keeping me from tipping over. 4. 5. 6. I use my arms and my working leg to keep the momentum and to keep me turning. 7, 8, 9, all the way to 12. I land 12 fuerte turns. It took me longer to describe it than to do it. And it took me a lot longer, years, to get to this amazing moment. Some people belong in football, others belong on a tractor, but I belong here. In a town of 5,000, I'm the only boy who does ballet, as far as I know. At the start, I was a bit embarrassed to tell people I do dance. Being from a small town, not everyone is open to the idea of a boy doing ballet. I've heard the comments, "That's girly, what a dumb thing for a boy to be doing." That hurts. But I love to dance, and I soon realised that if I love it so much, why worry about what other people might think? Inside the dance hall, there's things that I've had to deal with. And I'm not talking about the fact that we don't have any mirrors or the old wooden floor used to give us splinters. There's a stigma about boys in dance. That we have it a lot easier. That we get marked better in competitions to keep us in the sport. That is somewhat true, but we have to work just as hard as the girls. But when the music starts, all of that negativity leaves. I focus on the movement. I love being able to tell a story with my body. Shoulders down, knees pulled up, lengthen your fingers, and make sure your elbows don't drop. All the little details matter. You have to make it look easy when you're on stage. And it's not easy because it's a lot of work. It's the movement and freedom I feel from dance that keeps me coming back. And when I dance, I can tell a whole story without even speaking.
Haywire. Young voices from regional Australia.